Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like I'm back in high school after that intro music. Welcome to the Iron Men of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm one of your hosts, Bill Sias, the Vice President of the ADF, PF.
And I am Mike Stagg, the President of the ADF, PF. Thanks for joining us this evening.
This is the official ADF, PF radio show where you can get information about our organization as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. We're also on Instagram at instagram.com/ADFPF. You can also check out everything you need to know on our organization, upcoming meets, requirements for meets, etc. at our website, ADFPF.net. So, Mike, we leave for Scotland on Wednesday. You ready to go?
Well, I'm trying to get ready. Like you know, there's always seems like there's a lot to do before you leave, but I think I've got everything in order. Looking forward to getting over there and relaxing for a couple of days before the actual meet. So,
good. Good. Me too. So let's jump into it. How has your training gone?
I can't complain. You know, this, you know, I think as a master lifter, it seems like my training never gets the expectations I want anymore. It's always a balance of being able to train hard and not injuring anything. But, you know, I thought my training going into nationals this year was going pretty good, and honestly at Nationals I was a little disappointed in how my lifts felt. I don't know that my total was all that bad, really, off from what I expected, but everything just felt heavy. Coming into this meet, actually, I feel better than I did going into Nationals, but, you know, I'm going to have an 8-hour or 12-hour flight, whatever it is, in front of us to get to Scotland, so I guess we're just going to find out if all that translates when I get Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I've always believed that the number one goal of every powerlifter is to actually get to the meet and be healthy. So without going too much detail or any more detail than you want to, what is your training in preparation for a meet look like?
It depends on the meet. To be honest, you know, at this stage, I don't get too worked up about my training cycles. I usually try to take about 3 workouts, if you will, which actually translates to me to be about 4 to 6 weeks, but 3 of each lift heavy, mainly just to get my body peaked out and get ready. I found that I actually do better training my deadlift and my squat heavy sets on opposite weeks. I just don't seem to recover as fast as I need to when I do them both in the same week, and I found that it actually leads to some kind of nuisance injury. So I can't complain too much. My squat has felt as strong as it has in a while. I worked up to a 370 training squat, and it felt strong. It never feels as good as you'd like it to, but it was strong. So my opener will probably be somewhere around there. My bench press is I've been stalled out right around 305 for 3 reps. So I'll probably open up at probably 308 pounds. And then deadlift is, it just seems like, I don't know, my deadlift is so all over the place anymore. But it's gone okay. I'm figuring I'll probably lift about what I did at Nationals. I'll probably open somewhere in the 420, 430 range and see how we feel from there.
put that into perspective for us. What are you going to weigh for the competition?
Well, I hope I weigh 165 pounds. So I don't want to weigh less, and I don't really want to weigh more. So I really don't want to weigh more. So
yeah.
My weight right now, I'm walking around. My weight's fluctuated over the past several days from 165.5 up to about 167.5. So I'll probably just, you know, keep it in that range. And then, you know, hopefully when we get to Scotland, I'll have a couple days to find a reliable scale over there and make sure that my weight is where it needs to be. And I'll just adjust what I eat the last couple days based on where I'm at.
Makes sense. You want to talk about the team a little bit?
Sure. You know, honestly, I don't know all of the team as well as I would like, but there are a few that I'm going to mention that I think you should look out for. Last year, we had our Ben Model trains out of Max Effort Gym in St. Louis. He made his debut on the international stage last year in Boston. I believe he came in third place overall, if I recall. And I'm sure he'll be looking to step that up this year. The two guys that finished in front of him last year are not going to be there this year. So that should at least open the door for Ben with respect to those lifters. However, I would expect that traveling over to European soil, you're probably going to face some lifters that didn't make the trip to Boston last year. So Ben's a really strong lifter, and I know that he's been talking for a while about going after the world deadlift record. He's pulled over 700 pounds several times now as a 220 pounder, and I'm not exactly sure what the record is in that class, but I think Ben's, you know, if he's hitting on all cylinders, he's probably good for a 750 pull. So he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Excellent, excellent. Why don't I go through the names on the list, and let's talk about them one at a time. Does that sound okay?
Sure.
All right, next guy up on my list, I'm going alphabetically, is David Mansfield, who is also our international director.
Yeah, so Dave is a master lifter. He's been around for a while. I don't recall. I believe he's – help me on his age. Is he 66, right around there?
No, he's much older than that. Dave, let me look him up real fast here. He's lifting equipped.
I don't know that he's much older than that. But
yeah, he is a master 7.
Okay, well – so for, you know, especially considering he's a master 7 sure. lifter, I think you're going to see some spectacular lifts out of Dave. He's always, if you look at the coefficient formulas and if you look at what's called the McCullough formula, which takes age into account, I don't think I've ever seen Dave get beat on a McCullough number. So he's, you know, I don't recall exactly what his lifts are, but as I recall, he's going to be squatting probably close or over 500 in this meet equipped. So, yeah, I would expect real positive things from Dave. He goes to almost every international event with the WDSPF, so he's a veteran, and I'm sure he'll lift outstanding.
And just to put that in perspective, a Master 7 means he's somewhere between 70 and 74 years old. Next on my list is Deborah Haston.
Okay, Deborah is relatively new to the ADFPF, and I believe this will be her first WDFPF competition. I got the pleasure of watching Deborah lift this past summer in St. Louis. And again, she's a master lifter, I believe. You know, she's, I believe, around 60 years old in that class. I don't recall exactly, but
I believe she's 62.
Okay, so telling you again, she sure doesn't look it. When I first met Deborah, I was shocked that she was actually in that category. She looks much younger, and she's very, very strong for her size and her age. I believe I don't remember what weight class she is, but I think she's running right around 63 kilos, I believe. Is that about right?
She is 63 kilos. That's exactly right. And she is a Master 5 lifter, which puts her between 60 and 64.
Yeah, so I believe you're going to see big things from her in this competition. Again, I don't know the world records off the top of my head, but I have to believe after watching Deborah lift that she is probably going to make a run at a couple of those records.
Next up, we have Mike Callahan. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Mike Callahan is lifting equipped. He's in the 75-kilo weight class, and he is a Masters 1, putting him between 40 and 44 years old.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know a whole lot about Mr. Callahan. You know, I know he trains with Dave Mansfield, I believe, in the Boston area. And I've seen some of his training lifts, and they've looked really strong and I would say without a lot of effort. So just based on what I've seen from his training and looking at his lifts and knowing that he lifts with Dave, I expect that he's going to have a good meet.
I bet you're right. Next up is Rich DeLeon. Let me look him up real fast.
Rich DeLeon.
Right.
The super heavyweight lifter.
That's why I can't find him.
Yeah, so.
Super heavyweight,
so,
yep.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
In case you haven't figured out, I know Rich. Again, another lifter out of the Boston area. He was in England a few years ago when I lifted there. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he won the class. He really puts up some big, big numbers. I don't recall exactly what his lifts were, but what sticks in my head is that his squat is somewhere between, I'm wanting to say 650 to 700 plus, if I recall. His bench press raw is right around 500 pounds, maybe even a little more, and as I recall, I think his deadlift was in the mid-sixes or so, somewhere around there. But he's an excellent lifter, and again, he's been around for a while. Super nice guy. I'm sure that he will likely, I think it's going to be between him and Benjamin Model as to which lifter actually has the highest total over there for the USA team. And I would tend to give the edge to Rich.
Excellent. Next up, we have Robert Herbst. Robert is, let me look him up real fast. He is a Master 5 lifter and in the 75-kilo weight class.
Sure. I've lifted in several meets with Robert. I'm not sure, you know, if you know or not, but Robert, I believe, was actually there was a big article done, and he got several awards for his accomplishments in the AAU powerlifting organization years ago. So he's been around a long time. Master lifter, I think he just had surgery a couple of years ago, which has kind of hurt his training a little bit. But, again, he goes to almost all of the international events, and he's had just a little bit of trouble with his squats here lately, probably not quite hitting the numbers he'd like to there, but at Nationals he actually had a very good day. I think he put up, I don't know if it was a PR squat, I'm sure it wasn't, but I think it was a very good squatting for him and probably a recent PR, and I think he was pretty happy with all of his lifts this past summer. So I expect that he's going to have a good day.
I suspect you're right. He had a shoulder problem some time back, and he consulted with me on his training, and when we last talked, he was doing much better. It's not 100% yet, but he's doing a lot better. Roger Horn,
again, an equipped lifter out of the St. Louis area, master lifter.
Really? He's actually gonna lift unequipped. I was surprised by this. He's lifting unequipped in the world.
In
the 110 weight class, and he is a Master 6 lifter. I was very surprised because I've never seen him lift I've never personally witnessed him lifting unequipped. So that was a surprise to me. Go ahead.
Well, sure. I just assumed he was lifting equipped because that's usually what he does. But I can tell you, having been around Roger as a master lifter, he's going to give everyone trouble whether he's equipped or unequipped. So he's an outstanding lifter for the master category. Again, just like all those guys that are coming out of the Max Effort gym in St. Louis, very disciplined, doesn't make any mistakes. And Roger has certainly been in a handful of international competitions already, so I wouldn't expect that nerves or anything will come into play with him. So I would expect a pretty solid meet from Roger.
All right. Next up on my list is a guy we've talked to before, Stephen Welch.
Steve Welch, yeah. He's the owner of Max Effort Gym and also Skull Smash Ammonia Inhalants and Deadpool Chalk. And he's one of the sponsors for the team going over there, so we certainly appreciate Steve doing that. He's, I guess you could almost say, since several lifters from his gym are actually going, you could almost say he's the de facto coach for this competition, being that a number of the lifters have come out of there. But Steve has decided he actually went up a weight class. He didn't want to make the cut. I guess he hasn't been satisfied with his lifting when he made the cut, plus the stress of traveling internationally. So he decided to lift a weight class up, and the training I've seen from him is I think it's almost scary to see what Steve may do without having to cut weight. I've seen the squats he's been doing, and honestly, they just, squat. He's always really a good technique lifter, but I've been watching his squats he's doing, and they just look effortless. Now, based on what he says, he doesn't act like they're that easy, but watching him, it looks like he's got a lot in the tank. So I think he made a really good decision to not cut weight. I think he's going to have he'll put up a really strong total in the higher weight class. He's a great guy, and I'm glad to have him along.
Yep, me too. Everybody's favorite is up next, Whitney Piper.
Yeah, so we interviewed Whitney last week, and so she's a very, very nice young lady, very strong young lady as well. I believe this is her second international competition. I think she did lift in Boston last year, and
yes,
she's lifted also in the nationals this year. She recently got her certification as an American national referee. So I'm sure that as soon as it allows, she will test internationally. And I think Whitney, there's the sky's really the limit for her right now. She's our youngest competitor making the trip with the team. So I would expect that she'll just have a blast. And it's just, with the young lifters like that, it's always hard to say exactly what they'll do, because it really just seems like the sky's the limit with young lifters. So, I think she'll come over and have a good time. And I'm there's no doubt in my mind she'll be competitive. But it's really hard to say just what she's going to lift, because my gut tells me she's probably going to lift quite a bit more than she did at Nationals. So,
one of the mistakes I made when I interviewed her last week is I found out that she's a member of her school's circus. And I'm looking forward to asking her more about that. I've never known a high school circus performer.
I'll see if we can get her to maybe juggle some weights in the warm-up room, see how that goes.
Well, actually, I asked her if she could juggle, and she said no. But maybe that's because she didn't want to juggle some weights in the warm-up room. We're at about the 10-minute mark. That's our list of competitors. What would you like to talk about next, Mike?
Well, I thought I'd just talk a little bit about the venue that we're going to – not so much the venue, but knowing the meet director that's hosting this. This will be the third time that I've lifted in Scotland now. I've lifted in Scotland. This will be the third time in Scotland, second time I lifted in England once. over there. So Willie Brown is the host of this, and if anyone knows Willie, he's a heck of a power lifter in his own right. He puts up just some phenomenal numbers, and I think the first time I ever met Willie, I was coming off of an elevator, and he stepped off, and you know, he's shorter than I am, and I'm not tall by any means, and he's just as thick. I don't know that you could pack any more muscle on this guy's frame. But he's an outstanding lifter. All of his meets, when I've been to him, they've always been well ran, really fun meets, and I expect, good or bad, but I expect there will be a tremendous turnout at this event. I think the last time, I don't know the exact numbers, but as I recall, I think we had, I thought it was something like 15 different flights. So these meets will, it will be an all-day event and probably into the night a little bit. But it's really a great opportunity over there. You know, it's fun to meet all of the lifters from the other countries and get to know them. It's always a pleasure, like I mentioned earlier in one of our shows, that this sport is unique and that it seems like competitors are always there to help each other, and you always come away with a lot of good stories from these international competitions, and I've made several friends from my time over there too that I keep in touch with. So I really am looking forward to just kind of seeing some old faces again and seeing if I can do okay on the platform again. You know, Scotland, I'm kind of, let's see, when I went over there in 2007, I was actually a 148-pound lifter, and that was in Grangemouth, if I'm saying that right, Scotland. And I got third place overall in the 148, and I was second place as a master. There was actually a master lifter won the entire class that year. I believe it was Peter Bedford that won. And then when I went back the second time, I went back to the 165-pounder. I did win the master's class, and I think I placed somewhere around seventh overall in the 165s. Which wasn't bad. As I recall, I think we had somewhere between 15 and 20 lifters in the 165. So I felt good where I finished in that group. And then we'll see how it goes this time. You never know. A lot of it just depends on who shows up and what kind of day they have. So, and Bill, this is your first time to go to an international powerlifting competition outside of the States, right?
Yes, that's true. I'm not lifting. Hopefully next year, the fingers are crossed that the health issue I have will turn around enough so that I can start lifting again next year.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll get in your share of judging, and I think all of the lifters that are going over will appreciate having somebody available to help with handling and just, you know, telling us that we can do things that we're not so sure we can actually do. It always helps to have someone who believes in you.
Yeah, and I believe in this entire group. There's not a one that I wouldn't be proud to work with.
Sure. So, and I think, Bill, next week you mentioned that we are going to, barring any technical difficulties, but we believe that we will be having our show next week from Scotland after the championships, at least after the Raw. No, it'll be after the complete championships. They will have all concluded by that time.
Yeah, that's the plan, is that we'll do it the same time that we normally do. So anyone who's looking for an early and a live update, we'll be doing our very best to go. Well, I'm not going to commit to that. We're going to do our best to go live on Blog Talk Radio as soon as we can after the event has ended.
Sure, and then hopefully we can, you know, we'll try to get everybody's lifts and places together beforehand so we can review that and let everyone back in the States know how their lifters did.
Exactly. And I'm hoping we can get some of the lifters on with us. I'm going to apologize in advance in that we're going to probably have sound quality issues from there because it's international. We'll be phoning in. A number of us all from speakerphone on my phone. But we're going to give it our best shot. It should be a lot of fun chatting with everybody at the same time. I'm looking forward to it. Again, you know, we're crossing our fingers that all of this works out well. So don't be too upset if it doesn't exactly work out as well as we'd hoped.
Well, if it doesn't work out, then we'll reloop as soon as we can when we get back. But my wife, Lena Stagg, graciously agreed to serve as the host on this end of it. So we know we'll have good sound quality on her end. So hopefully she can ask some good questions and we can grab a few lifters and get them on air.
Sounds like it should be fun.
Okay. Well, Bill, I don't have anything else. I guess the next time the folks hear from us, we will be in Scotland and we will be done lifting. So hopefully that's a good conversation.
I think we can call it right there. So on behalf of both of us, I'm Bill Sias, and I want you to remember the bar is loaded.
And this is Mike Stagg. Stay strong.
Again.